People used to dress up once upon a time to fly on a commercial aircraft. Men would wear suits and ties. Flying was seen as glamorous. Look at a photo of a crowd from yesteryear, you'll notice that most of the men are wearing hats. But that formality is gone. Maybe it's a shame. Maybe it isn't. What we notice over time is that people have become less formal and more casual. There's been an overarching trend of people choosing not to be constrained by convention. Is that bad? No, not necessarily. No one's in a hurry to dictate to people how they should live or express themselves. But casualness can be a problem when we let it affect the way that we relate to God. God said, "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain." That's Exodus 20, verse 7. God isn't touchy about his name. God is holy. He wants us to consider him and his name holy so that we can relate to him in the most healthy way. God isn't one of the boys. He's not a bro or a dude. He's God, not stuffy or distant, but holy. And it's important that we approach God as such and that we reverence and honor him. If not, your casual treatment of God will drag you down into a casual version of Christianity. Allow God's name to be an exclamation mark or basically a curse word. Now you're showing utter disrespect to God, and that will impact your heart and mind. What you choose to wear on a plane is probably not hugely consequential. But how you address God, that's really important. God is holy. You want to remember that and treat him as such. If you start to make God casual, your relationship with God will be casual and will end up in a bad place. I'm John Bradshaw for It Is Written.